In the business news this morning, thank you very much, Atamari, we have inflation set to gather pace, time to reimagine tourism with the bubble, and we'll bring you the latest from the financial markets. The strong housing market, supply chain disruptions and rising fuel prices are set to drive consumer prices higher for some time. Inflation numbers for the first 3 months of the year are out on Wednesday. Forecasts are for a rise of around 0.7% in the consumer price index. That would leave the annual rate at around 1.4%, where it was the previous quarter. The numbers will be held back a little by a smaller increase than usual for tobacco prices. But Kiwi Bank senior economist Jeremy Coutrin expects annual inflation to tick up to 2.5% this quarter.
And that's ongoing price pressures from supply chain issues around the world coming in New Zealand and issues around our ports. But also there's some base effects. So the fact that we went to lockdown in the second quarter last year, that led to some softening in prices. So then when you compare that with the second quarter this year, we expect a bit of a boost from that. Now, from the Reserve Bank's point of view, this is likely to be more of a temporary increase as supply chain issues sort of reduce over the year. And so they're likely to look through this and not be too concerned for now.
That's Jeremy Couchman, the senior economist at Kiwi Bank. Well, the opening of the Trans-Tasman bubble is prompting calls to reimagine the tourism industry for the future. The view of many economists is that the resumption of travel may not necessarily deliver the economic boom that many are hoping for, and it could be years before visitor numbers return to pre-COVID levels of about 4 million a year. Otago University tourism professor James Higham says the sector is starting off with a blank slate, and that offers a rare opportunity to redesign the industry to meet the needs of the community, the environment, as well as the economy.
For a start, if we look at the economics of tourism, there's been a historic focus on contributions to GDP and GST, taxation, income, and so forth. But the new tourism paradigm is going to need to be more critical of the economics of tourism in terms of, for example, generating local employment and meaningful employment income for local communities where the tourist experience is produced and consumed.
That's James Higham, Professor of Tourism at Otago University. Well, lack of confidence and knowledge about digital invoicing is costing large numbers of small and medium-sized businesses about a day a month in wasted time. A survey by the accounting software firm MYOB shows one in five small businesses are spending more than 6 hours a month on invoicing, which could be greatly reduced by adopting an e-invoicing system. MYOB senior sales manager Chrissy Sadler-Bridge says nearly half of sole traders and about a third of businesses with fewer than 10 workers have little or no knowledge about digital invoicing despite its simplicity.
Just like getting to grips with any new technology, it's like if you were perhaps on an Apple phone and changed over to an Android phone. Sometimes it's kind of, hey, some of the workflows aren't quite the same. You've just got to spend a little time up front to understand how it can work, It'd be great in terms of what else you'd be able to do with that time.
That's Chrissy Sadler-Bridge from MYOB. Now, you might have missed it. Just refreshing that Mercury Energy and two Australian companies have beaten off a last-minute bid to upset their takeover of Tilt Renewables. Canadian pension fund CDPQ made a last-ditch offer to snap up Tilt on Friday for $8 a share. That was 20 cents above the offer put forward by the Australian-dominated consortium in March. Well, that's prompted Mercury and its Australian partners, Queensland Investment Corporation and AGL Energy, to increase their offer to $8.10 a share. And that's been accepted by Tilt's board late on Friday evening. The revised bid values Tilt at close to $3.1 billion. And it's also removed a previous provision which allowed Tilt to look at any competing proposal. So that would appear to make sure that Mercury and friends take Tilt. Let's have a look at the markets now. Wall Street, positive end to the week for the main indices. Investors happy about strong economic numbers and earnings reports. Record highs for the Dow Jones, up 0.5%, and for the S&P 500, which was close to 0.5% higher as well. Touch more muted for the Nasdaq, a 0.1% gain. Our own top 50 index starts the week, 12,685. It had a 48-point rise on Friday. New Zealand dollar, just a hint softer at 71.5 US cents, 92.3 Australian, 51.6 British pence, 0.596 euro, 77.7 Japanese yen, and 4.66 yuan. Brent crude oil was fractionally lower at $66.77 US a barrel. It gained 6% last week. That undoubtedly will be flowing through to pump prices in the not-too-distant future. And gold, a $13 rise to $1,776 US dollars an ounce. A quick look at what's on this week's business agenda. Apart from the inflation numbers that we've just discussed, we'll also have the latest from the services sector this morning. On the corporate front, not very much at all. We expect official confirmation of that Tilt Renewables takeover being all settled in early notification this morning. And there'll be a global dairy auction for good measure in the middle of the week as well.